Lernen kriegt, wie es Chossi Lenish, was der Chave, kein Belez, wenn ich mich nahe, as well as es Chos, for an Ili Nishama, for a Yaakov Yosef, and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, it shows, wie es Chos, for a Fushlema. Kein Moishe Shubba, Makar, kein Dabba, Menorach, kein Ali, Bashin, Dura, Kon, Abadat, Ben Peril, as well as es Chos, for all those in a Makar, Sakana, in Eretz Yisrael, and those risking their lives to protect it. So today we start a new topic, the topic of Gadol. There's two aspects of it. First part of the topic he's going to discuss the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how a person should focus on this, should meditate on this idea and to try to ingrain it, because it makes a roshim, it makes an impression on a person when you stop and you think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're on page 401. He says, Gadol Adonai, our master is great, and it's beyond any sort of understanding. Admakam Shein Yad Sachlenu Migas, we can't even fathom the extent of it. Sefer Charedim writes, you take a young child who only knows how to count to 10. And you say to this child, give me something that's unimaginable. He's going to tell you, you know what, I can only count to 10. You know what, something that's amazing, a number that's like a crazy number is 100. I can't even count to 100. That's how large this number is. Now a child gets a little older and suddenly he can count to 100, but he can't count more than that. So you say to the child the same thing. Give me a number that's like a crazy amount. So maybe 1,000 or 10,000. Who in that's the that's an unimaginable amount. So he says, so too with us. If I tell a person, I want you to sit and contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our minds are able to grasp the number 10, at least in relation to understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so no matter what we imagine, he says, we can't even get a understanding in proportion to a child who can count to 10. Because he's at least going to be able to imagine the number 100. We can't even imagine in a proportion like that, 10 times more than our understanding. And therefore, if a person stops and thinks, you know, you look up at the sky at night and you see, now if you look at the sky, you could see Mars, Venus, Jupiter in the sky at night. Very nice. And it puts into perspective, Manoira Masecha, how great are all the creations, the stars far away, the planets, amazing. And you start to get an understanding of how large the universe is and how small we are in it. And based on that, you extrapolate and you say, well, if God is ruling over all of it, then God must be this being that's this great. That doesn't even come, he's saying, to a pinky of an understanding of how great Hashem actually is. Hoponim, he says, nevertheless, it's still proper for us to focus that there is this greatness out there, to the level that we can. So there should be this understanding that God is great. And think about the great things that God does, even though it's just a drop in the bucket. There is Seinu Goyde La'ilam, when we see the greatness of the world, Hashafal, which is nothing, but Huka'ayin Neged Gavoyah Mimena V'Gavoyah Ma'Gavoyah, right? It's nothing, as great as the world is. You go, let's say, to the Grand Canyon or to Niagara Falls, and you're struck in awe at these creations, and then you say, well, God, these are wonderful creations. Man could never create such a thing. Still, it's still worthwhile to do that, even though relative to the greatness of Hashem, it's nothing. The Ugvayim Aleihem, and considering the fact that above them, Gedudim, you have legions upon legions, millions upon millions of these Kayas and Aifanim and Malachim, V'Arein Misbar, beyond number. So despite that fact, we can't even grasp 1 ounce of understanding. Still, it's worthwhile. And all of this combined is still nothing in relation to Hashem. The person should believe. That's part of the belief. Part of the Amunah is that I cannot encapsulate or grasp a true understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in human form. Echad mini elef, even 1,000, or alfei elefim, 1,000,000, or ibei revavos, 100,000,000th of it, the inanu rashayim makshavay klal, and in fact, it's not even appropriate to try. Like it says in Psichas Elio, that less machshava tfisa b'chlal, that no amount of thought can fully grasp, and it's not even something that a person should try to get the full greatness of it. But there should be, as we said, on our level, some form of understanding. The Chaynamar Amishayver, the singer, referring here to Rav Yehuda Halevi, Kakar Pa'olav, he writes, analyze your deeds, Rak Elav Al Tishlach Yotcha, but don't try to stretch out a hand to comprehend the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says like this, how does that help you? Well, so you want me, you're telling me now that I can't grasp the greatness of Hashem, but you're also telling me in the same breath that I should try it anyway, right? Try and fail, but try. On my level, so what's the point? He says, this helps. It's direct lachshav connect the psichas adam, because when you combine that with thought about how low a person is, for a taivas va'ava habari love, and the tremendous good and the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for a human being, then he ta'ir asava va'yira va'anava va'simcha. That in turn will generate a appreciation for love, for fear of Hashem, for a feeling of anivus, as well as simcha. And in this way, that this awareness will stem all of our faith and the purest levels of yiras Hashem. Ashrei agever sheyasmin machshavah zu l'yisleis. This is praiseworthy as the person who sets time to do this on a regular basis. He gufa mitzvah b'gayeres mitzvah. He says this itself is a mitzvah. When you are thinking about how great Hashem is, and you think about, well, I need to do better because Hashem loves me. He's this great being. I don't deserve his kindness, and yet he does it anyway. And so I want to do better. So let me think about ways that I can improve. He's saying that's why these thoughts will in turn generate other mitzvahs, because you'll think about ways to improve, which are the eventual mitzvahs that you're going to perform as a result. It's going to guard a person against doing things wrong. And it will ensure, it will motivate you that you will do a proper and complete service. He says, this is what we talk about when we say that the Chasidim Yishayim, Shahayu Shayim Sha'ach Haskaidim Kol Tfila, that they used to wait a full hour before each Tfila, to contemplate the greatness of Hashem and how low a person is. So the Rav talked about this once. He said that they used to spend an hour before, an hour after each tefila, plus the tefila itself. So if you do the math, you're talking about somewhere around 7-8 hours a day that they're spending thinking about, you know, preparing for tefila and sort of getting on the high, getting off the high. Where's the rest of, you know, the Avodas Hashem? But if we understand now that this is part of Avodas Hashem, this is part of working on your Anivas and working on your Avas Hashem and working on your Yiras Hashem, so then there's no contradiction. And I'll add that one of the reasons why, it's my own answer, but it's based on a question that was always bothering me, is that the Avrami talked about this in Mishnah Berurah, probably misquoting him, but I'll try my best to summarize what he said. But basically, a person should always, when they come into shul, feel like that they are in front of a Melech Machem Lachem. And how would a person act in front of a Melech Machem Lachem, in front of a Melech Masavadam? He would be trembling. He would be in awe. If we're standing in front of a judge, even. So Allah has come to come, but we have to feel that way in shul when we daven. And I said to Avrami that it's not true. If you grow up in the king's palace and every day, three times a day, you get to sit in front of the king, at a certain point, you know, you're like Barack Obama and you put your feet on the top of the desk because you're comfortable. There's no sense of awe anymore. So that was always my kasha, is how could there be an expectation of something? We're human beings by rote. We become used to it. How could I have that same feeling that I had, you know, the first time I put on tefillin, and there was a sense of awe and a sense of connection to Hashem? You know, subsequent tefillahs, by nature, it's going to fall away. But I think that's pshat in the Chasidim Rishayim. What do you need an hour? Spend 2 minutes. But the answer is no. To put yourself in the right mind frame, you have to sit for an hour and think and focus and contemplate all the great things that Hashem does for you and how we're undeserving of it. And all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is us to ask for more, to thank him, and then to ask for more. That's recognizing his power. So Taka, it needs an hour. I'm not sure what the hour on the back end is, but certainly on an hour before, you need time to get into the right mindset before tefillah if you want to dive it the right way. So that's my own parents, take it or leave. The Achakak says afterwards, I am dim lispalo. Only afterwards will they get up to daven. Kasha yos liyatosh. when they were able to approach their tefillos like a gnat, who's coming to serve in front of the most high and mighty and terrifying God. He says this is important, he cited in Torah, and it's the entire chiyuv of a person. But this is a chiyuv that a person has to recognize that he's, oh, I'm owed nothing, and I'm only sort of begging, pleading for rachmanis and for chesed and for forgiveness from our maker.